I have to marvel at what my parents did with the resources available at that time. I'm Joseph. This is Input English. As you may know from previous videos, I'm about to launch onto a trip. I'm about to head east to get to the desert southwest. Over the past month, I've planned the trip and I've decided which locations I would like to visit. Some of the locations I've visited before, but other locations I've never been to. It's planned as a trip of exploration and adventure. The first day is my only really long day until it's time to return home. I plan a 10-hour drive from here through Las Vegas and into Utah. This will put me in great shape to start doing things on the second day. One could certainly embrace more leisurely travel, but I want to get down to the enjoyment phase of this trip, not just the driving of miles. As I put this trip together, it allowed me to think back to my childhood and remember what my parents did when we were growing up. I had three sisters, and this young family took trips together. Now, my dad was very busy with work, and he worked long hours. Sometimes he would come home relatively late. My parents decided that it was important to have good family times together, and so over a period of 10 years, my dad took basically a month off from work to take the family on an epic vacation trip. Two of those trips were on the East Coast. We went as far north as Maine and then into Canada. We saw cities like New York City, Boston. Those were fantastic trips. But for the kids, the big trips were the Western adventures. There were eight trips from the East Coast past the Mississippi into the West. The first of these occurred when we were very young. My parents had yet to learn about how to take kids on vacation, so they put it together based on common sense. They used the newest car, which was a Cadillac, and they packed it with a car top carrier for some extra luggage. Off we went. We drove across the United States. In the beginning, it was fairly common to cross a state line because the size of the states in the eastern United States were not that big. Then we got into Texas, and we spent more than one day driving in Texas, crossing from the eastern border of Texas to its western border. West of the Mississippi, the four kids, of course, were looking out the window, looking for things that might be interesting. But what we saw mostly were barbed wire fences, telephone poles, railroad tracks, and occasionally a train. Boredom was a big problem. My parents tried to entertain us by singing songs, but we didn't pack a songbook, so we were all working from memory. We sang the songs the kids knew, and then the parents sang the songs the parents knew. We heard such songs as Waltzing Matilda and Viva L'Amour. Those two songs I only heard when we were driving on vacation. There were many things said in that car repeatedly. When are we going to be there? Does the motel have a pool? Is the pool heated? I'm hungry. I need to go to the bathroom. But there were four kids, so it was kind of a chorus of those expressions flowing through the car with my parents trying to get us down the road relentlessly closer to our destination. Usually they chose motels that did have pools. and frequently those motel pools were heated. Eventually, we found our way to Los Angeles. The stated goal of going to Los Angeles was that we would go to Disneyland. We were also told that we were going to another entertainment park called Knott's Berry Farm. Now, we all knew what Disneyland was. We were not familiar with Knott's Berry Farm. My parents sang its praises, but we were just not familiar. My younger sisters were quite young at that time, and so when one or both of them heard the name Knott's Berry Farm, it didn't compute. And so that name, Knott's Berry Farm, got translated into their version of the language, and they remembered it as not very far. To this day, members of the family might refer to Knott's Berry Farm as not very far. Looking back, if I had designed the trip, I would have had us visit Knott's Berry Farm first. From a child's perspective, having just left Disneyland, Knott's Berry Farm seemed quite anticlimactic. I think if we had seen Knott's Berry Farm first, we would have really enjoyed it. And then we could have had Disneyland as the grand finale, the big prize. Be that as it may, we went to both places. It was on the way back from California that my parents realized that we had been a very short distance, perhaps a mile or two, away from the Pacific Ocean, but they had not driven that distance to show the kids the Pacific Ocean. It would be years before we all saw the Pacific. As I compare my current preparation for travel with what they went through on these trips that they organized, the differences are quite striking. They were traveling with their family across country with no cell phone, no online reservations, no email, and no smart devices to help with the navigation. My dad had map books that he had planned the trip with highlight markers. He knew where he was going to take us. He had done his research with pen and paper. As I recall, they really didn't make a lot of reservations. Making reservations was not so easy back in that era. We usually just showed up and took what was available, and usually that worked out. Now, for this trip that I'm about to embark upon, that would not be a good plan because several of the locations are fairly popular, but they don't have a lot of accommodations. One of the places I'm going is Chaco Canyon. Chaco Canyon is under the National Park Service, and they have very limited facilities. There's one campground, and it fills up early. If one is going to stay in Chaco Canyon, you need a reservation for the Gallo Campground, and if you don't have that, you won't stay. I have a reservation. In recent years, I have heard horror stories. One fellow told me in a hotel lobby how he learned to make reservations because one time coming to that location, he showed up with no reservation and was forced to drive an additional 4 hours before he could find a place to stay. Because of that, I've made reservations for each night. And of course, one gives up flexibility by having fixed reservations. It's not easy to change them on the road, but the security of knowing that you will have a place to stay is really essential. With the departure days away, I am planning on making videos en route. I am planning on editing the videos while I'm underway, but I'm not certain that I'll be able to upload videos to YouTube, but that's okay. I have videos that will upload while I'm gone, it's not going to be a problem for the viewership. I do plan on making a lot of videos on this trip. I invite comments below, and if you like videos like this, be sure to click on this one next. See you soon.